here at the 2018, make sure my mic is on, it is on, 2018 World Credit Union Conference in a lovely, amazing, wonderful place called Singapore. I mean, stuff is happening right now, right outside. It's gorgeous, gorgeous here. Incredible. It's well worth the trip, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. We're here with Kevin Potter, Heritage Bank Limited. You're the chief operating officer there?
I've recently changed, chief customer officer now.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
How's that going?
It's going great. Yeah, loving it. Yep. Get to spend time with some amazing people, particularly at our branches. And the one thing that really stands out is the incredible passion and the commitment to customers and just that absolute devotion to making sure we get the best customer outcome that we possibly can. And you see that without exception, regardless of which site you go to, it's just consistently day in, day out.
And so what are you learning here to complement that?
Look, there's been a number of learnings here. I had a great session yesterday where it was a real focus on understanding customer pain points and how much customer effort is required to do something, and really putting that in the context versus net promoter score and customer satisfaction, and really calling out the point that if you really want to excel with your customers, you've got to really focus on how much effort is involved for the customer in doing what they want to do. So what are they seeking to achieve, and how much effort that they need to expend to get that achieved.
Indeed, indeed. And so what we want to talk about here is transformation. Are we talking digital transformation or
some other
kind of transformation?
Yeah. So look, our vision is to be passionate about helping people, mm-hmm. and we deliver that via our mission, which is providing a great customer experience every time. Mm-hmm. And for us, we recognise that part of that is that the world's changing. Customer expectations are changing. So for us, we've got a transformation program. It's called Destination Best Bank. And for us, it's about moving from a physical bank with a digital presence to a digital bank with a physical presence.
Okay.
So we believe very strongly that there's going to be an ongoing need to have a physical presence. We believe that people do crave customer interaction, and that there are certainly moments of truth where people want to interact with someone face to face. That said, we also recognise that there's a lot of people who want to engage digitally, so you've got to facilitate that as well. Now for us, what that means is we've got to really challenge and think about the way that we're doing things. So I'll give you a couple of examples about some of the things that we're doing. So we've embarked on a significant investment on Lean Six Sigma, so we've put one cohort through some training and they've got their green belt accreditation, and we're now putting a second cohort through their training. And what we've seen some amazing things. So purely from changing process, I'll give you a couple of examples. I mean, one example is our settlement area. We are now able to settle within 24 hours of receiving documents, and indeed the fastest we've been able to do is within 15 minutes of receiving documents back, we've been able to settle. And that's purely on the basis of basically process re-engineering. So that's been amazing. On the lending side, the front end of the process, what we've done is we've created some really simple business rules, and we've been able to channel applications through our broker channel down that path, and where the criteria is met, we're able to do a full approval in an hour and a half.
Oh my gosh, Kevin, that's amazing.
And that is absolutely amazing. And on average, we're doing them in 4.5 hours. Now, versus where we were previously, it's chalk and cheese. Now, another really good example is our IT work, and indeed the rest of the organisation's been working very closely with an organisation called Red Hat. And Red Hat's really...
Oh, Red Hat.
There you go, you heard Red Hat. So Red Hat's really been helping us to facilitate quicker IT outcomes. So, I mean, we'd been working on a particular software challenge that we'd had for a number of months, hadn't managed to get any progress. We got Red Hat in, and within 10 weeks, we already have a working prototype.
Yeah.
So it's quite amazing what we've been able to achieve. And really, it's about adopting the agile way of working. So it's getting a group of people in together, working together. So it's really looking at the concept of teaming rather than team. So it's saying, let's pull all the people we need to from around the various parts of the organization, bring them together, and it's amazing what you can achieve.
And partnering with the right vendors as well. Red Hat's a great example.
I mean, the partner piece and choosing the right partner is incredibly important, and we're so happy with the work that Red Hat's done with us.
Sounds
so
like
we're thrilled.
So how far along are you in the, I mean, it sounds like you've had some tremendous results so far. How far along are you in the transfer? Or does it ever end, you know?
I don't think it ever does, because you get to a point where you think, wow, job done, and then you go
something
again.
Else.
But I mean, for us, three phases. So as I said at the start, our program is Destination Best Bank, but there's three phases: Better Bank, Even Better Bank, and Best Bank. Mm-hmm. And we're pretty much at the end of the first phase. Okay. And the first phase has really been about putting the foundations down, putting in, if you like, doing the wiring and the plumbing. Mm-hmm. So we've pretty much done that.
Okay.
And now we move into the next phase, the Even Better Bank phase. And you know what we've done, we've in addition to what I've already outlined, we've also deployed robotics, mm-hmm. which is very exciting for us. So we go back just over a year ago, we had no robotics. There was really not a whole lot of conversation about mm-hmm. robotics either, for that matter. And in the space of just over a year, we've done over 30 robotics deployments. Now, what's exciting?
How are you using it?
So what's exciting about that is that what we've been able to do is we've been able to free up the capacity of our people and to direct them into more value-add capacity. And in addition to that, what we've been able to do, where we've deployed it, we've created a much more consistent, more seamless customer experience. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's exciting to hear. Absolutely. I mean, because you think robotics, you think science fiction, you know, but this is, it's reality now.
It's reality now. Yeah.
And you guys are doing it.
And we've created this again, you know, from basically ground zero just over a year ago, and we've already done 30 plus deployments. So incredibly exciting. Incredibly exciting.
I want to wrap up with, what advice do you have for other credit unions out there, or other even organizations out there who want to go through a digital transformation? Because it's not an easy task. There's a lot of planning involved. I mean, and it's a kind of it's a big deal now, but it's have to now, or else you're going to get left behind. You're going to become a blockbuster or something like that.
What's most important is engaging your team. So if I use the robotics as an example, I mean, what we did is we ran a series of workshops, and we basically touched everyone, and particularly in the operations area. And from that, we got 400 ideas on how we could actually improve what we were doing, which includes robotics, because not everything will be capable of being subjected to robotics. But even when that doesn't apply, you can still apply process improvement. So I think what's really important is to engage your team in what you're seeking to achieve. And it's staggering with the ideas that the people
I can imagine
face into the problems every day. It's quite amazing, the ideas that they have.
How do you keep from chasing that shiny object, you know, like, oh my gosh, let's implement that, you know? How do you keep from doing that? Because you have to disseminate what works and what won't work right now. Maybe it'll work down the road a ways.
Yeah.
How do you filter that stuff out?
I think what you've got to do is you've got to really determine what are our top three or four priorities, and then you've got to keep on going back to those and saying, okay, how are we progressing against those? And again, for us, I mean, the overarching one for us is the digital bank with a physical presence. So we keep going back and saying, is what we're proposing, is it going to aid or detract from that? So it's really anchoring yourself back to what the fundamental purpose of what you're trying to achieve is.
Yeah. I like how you're complementing the digital with the human touch. So I think it's necessary still.
Well, we don't think you can do one without the other.
Right.
So, I mean, we think, again, it's as important as digital is, and no doubt it is, people still do crave that human interaction.
Indeed. Well, great message to end on. Kevin, thank you so much.
Thank
Appreciate
you so
the time.
Much. Thank you.
Well done. Keep up the good work, man.
Thank you.